Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Contract award for diesel and gasoline fuel delivery for Escambia County.
Wes, yes, I don't know who's going to answer this. Maybe Jamie or maybe you. I don't know. At some point, was there any contamination of bad gas that was going in our vehicles, or was that just kind of
We had a thought that might be a problem. We've been doing quite a bit of testing, quite a bit of cleaning of the tanks, adding additives as recommended by manufacturers.
So you remember there was this bad gas down around Tampa, I think, where that was? Yeah.
Bad gas?
Yeah, there was bad gas, and they were issuing, you know, somebody had put regular in the diesel or diesel in the regular. I forget which way this went. Remember the governor around the time that we were concerned about Adelia, and he started doing press conferences. It was one of those things, like the first thing that he mentioned. And, you know, basically the problem that was going to compound the evacuations is that people were going to have cars dying on like I-75 or whatever. So Commissioner Lumen May says, you know, did we have any problems with bad gas here? And I'm thinking, well, no. I mean, that was Tampa. I don't know what's this all about. What's the big deal?
Did any of the vehicles go down because of gas?
We did have some vehicles go down.
What now?
We've not yet determined.
Not definitively. We have sent extra staff to Mass Transit to assist their staff in getting buses back on the road. The same with some ambulances.
Well, we had buses and ambulances go down. That sounds like what Wes Moreno was telling Commissioner May. Buses and ambulances went out of service.
Getting that gas from Cougar, the gas that's assumed to be contaminated.
Yeah, we're getting it from Cougar, but they have different racks that they pull from in different locations. And so
have they even accepted any responsibility, or they've claimed that it's not their gas?
No, they've not.
And what did I, Jamie, what did our test reveal? I mean, because I've spoken to one or two of the mechanics who certainly believe that it was the gas.
We've had three independent tests. So far, no one's come back conclusive that it was the fuel.
So have we found out what's the problem in the vehicles? I mean, it's kind of science.
Not necessarily. The only thing I know for sure is the government lowered the cetane rating on the diesel fuel, and it's naturally going to affect our older vehicles.
So that's Jamie Higdon. He's the Public Works Director. And so we got ambulances and buses that went out of service. Some of the mechanics who talk with Lumen May, Commissioner May, they think it's bad gas because, you know, when all of a sudden variety of vehicles start failing, that's what you suspect. But Wes says, Wes Moreno says, look, you know, we get the gas for these different vehicles from different racks. It doesn't seem like that's exactly the explanation. Jamie Higdon says, well,
so in those vehicles, were they warranty on the insurance to pay for it, or did we come out of pocket having to fix them?
A lot of them, they're warranted. A lot of them, we're still in discussions to get them warranted.
Do you know how much damage was caused, assuming by the gas?
We had about 90,000 in injectors for EMS and probably ECAT in the 30,000-35,000 range.
So we had enough ECAT buses and EMS ambulances go down to cost us $125,000 in injector replacements.
And it seems to be just one particular type of engine. It's just Cummins type engines.
You think maybe the engine then, Wes?
It may be the injectors in those types of engines and reacting with the new fuel rating. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
And it sounds like nobody's quite sure, obviously, what the cause is.
Okay. Anybody else having issues? Like, I mean, the city or sheriff's department or anything? Do we know?
Not that I'm aware of. Public Works hasn't had as much of an issue.
I've spoke with them at Santa Rosa County. They are having some issues with their Cummins vehicles as well. And the fact that the injectors and the first stage pumps are on national back order with no timeline, that tells me everybody in the country is having the same trouble.
So we don't know if it's related to bad gas. We don't know if it's a manufacturing defect. That seems unlikely for them all to fail at the same time. We don't know if it might be related to the changed ratings on the fuel that the feds have put in place and that might be the issue. And Jamie Higdon says, well, here's what we do know. Santa Rosa is having the same kind of issue with their vehicles, the same kind of vehicles. And the part that we're trying to get to fix these ones is on back order nationally with no expected replacement date, meaning it's much more than just us having this issue, right?
Jamie, we've been talking about it since, mid-July, I think is when we had a number of people down.
And by the way, can I just say this? Commissioner Bender, I'm trying to think. Barry has a job. May has a job. I know Bergosh had a job, and I think he's got another job outside of being a commissioner. I think Mike Kohler is just retired, from the Navy. So I don't think he has an outside job. And Commissioner Bender, when he came on the board, said he wouldn't have an outside job. Because, being a commissioner is one of these, it's called a part-time job, but it's not, right? I mean, and you're getting, $90,000, I think, is the pay. It's really quite, it's not nothing. So it's city council is 20 or 25. They might have upped it to 30. I don't know. It's much more part-time pay. I mean, it's not Gulf Breeze part-time like you get a buck. Gulf Breeze city council gets a buck a year. It's substantial. And, for what's called a part-time job, but I think a lot of, I think commissioners work a full-time job if they're doing it right. And if they're not, but Commissioner Bender, to his credit, always seems to have already been working on the issue. Like, when something comes up, it's always like, I've been working on this for 3 months, and here's what we know. He's the guy who rides around with fire and rides around with EMS and goes and study the roads. I mean, goes out with Public Works at SRI. I mean, he just is. He's much more hands-on and much more work the problem kind of oriented than, either the three that have jobs. Now, is it because they have jobs or is it just because of personality? I don't know. It always seems like Bender's kind of been working on it already. And here he said, so we've been talking about this since, July? and the other folks are kind of seeming to be finding out about it today. I had not heard about this at all. Back to Commissioner Bender's questions.
I think a couple of ECAP buses were down is it six fuel injectors per ambulance that we have to replace at a couple thousand dollars? And, it does sound like it's not necessarily a fuel issue because it's not having impact in other engines. They are different fuel sites, so it's not necessarily water getting into a tank or something like that because you got ECAT and you got public safety.
Yeah. I mean, he's into this problem so much he knows how many injectors are in the ambulance. I mean, that's just, I wouldn't know. I'd guess 6 or 8 or 15. I don't know. So they don't know. They didn't come up with an answer, and this didn't come up in the night meeting. This is in the agenda. But I thought, that's not a story that you love to hear, that all of a sudden we're having, significant issues with at least certain engines in two of our important fleets, ECAT buses, and the ambulances for EMS, that all of a sudden don't work because of gas issues or something. We're not quite sure, but I heard that and kind of perked my ears up a little bit to see it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this is kind of a neat little thing. In the meeting, the night meeting this one came from, Ellen from the Junior League was talking about a diaper program.
My name is Veronica Seymour. I serve as the president.
Why did I say Ellen? Oh, my God. Veronica, obviously. Sorry.
My name is Veronica Seymour. I serve as the president of the Junior League of Pensacola. This is Dylan. She is a diaper wearer. So we definitely know what it means to go through a lot of diapers in a month. And so the opportunity for us to be able to give out 50 diapers and a wipe to make sure a family is able to work is really important to us. So thank you. We'll have 20 locations around the city throughout the week of 18th through the 24th to collect more diapers for more families. So thank you.
That's fantastic.
So that's kind of a cool program to be giving out diapers for people that might need it. But that the reason I wanted to share that is because I tell you this all the time. I care about the issues. I care about, you know, if there's drama or there's some intrigue or there's something worth criticizing people. Or, but I also enjoy the, like, human moments. And this is one of those human moments. The voices you're going to hear are Stephen Barry and Lumen May, who are, even though one is registered as a Republican and the other one definitely is a Democrat, you know, they're often very much in line, and they have came on the board at the same time, and they, you know, they're good friends, apparently, or so it would seem from everything that they say. But anyway, here, you'll appreciate this.
And I will speak up as the board member with the most recent diaper experience. It's it is a challenge. So we are very, very fortunate to be recently out of that phase, but not not too distant memory.
So you change diapers?
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I'm still married.
All right, Ellen, I know you're watching.
So Luma asked him, you change diapers? And, yep, still married, right? So I change diapers, which is, that's exactly right when you have young kids. 520 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Sky or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If this car drive into a group of gypsies, will there be any damage to the car?
It depends on how hard you hit them and all that. It's hard,
hard.
To
see.
Depends on how hard you hit him. Hard. I don't know why, but that has always been my favorite line from Borat.
He based that whole character on, like, one of his doctors.
Did he?
Yeah, like, that was from Kazakhstan and spoke with that accent, I guess.
If this car run into a group of gypsies.
I know, my wife. Whenever anybody says the words "my wife," no matter how they say it, I always think
what you hear in your
my
head.
Wife,
my wife,
my wife.
524.
My wife.
Hard. 524 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I know. Same. So that's two times in the day already, Candy. So first of all, I didn't want to come in and start the show. I was too busy listening to the Jane's Addiction, because that is one of my, that is probably my favorite Jane's Addiction song. You played it. I'm like,
stop.
I just want to sing and do
Señor
air guitar.
Señor and señores, yeah, Juanes Addiccione.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hurricane Lee might become a Category 4 storm later today. The storm currently out in the Atlantic is bringing a lot of rip currents to the Florida East Coast and the Caribbean, but forecasters say it's unlikely to actually be a direct hit along the East Coast. The FDA has now approved updated COVID boosters from Pfizer and Moderna. The updated shots target Omicron subvariants that are currently circulating throughout the country. A CDC advisory committee is meeting this week. They'll be reviewing the safety and efficacy of the shots. They'll also be voting on recommendations for who they think should get the booster. And apparently Drew Barrymore went back to work. I don't know if you saw this.
Well, is she gone back or is she going back?
She's going back.
Okay.
She's resuming taping of her talk show. But apparently folks aren't happy about it, Andrew.
Because she's violating the
strike. Right. Yeah, the Hollywood writers and actors that are on strike. Several Hollywood actors have been criticizing Barrymore, questioning who would be writing for that show. Mm-hmm. Barrymore has responded. She says her show is in compliance. It's returning with no writers.
Well, I so want to be mean. I mean,
she's got ChatGPT. It's all she needs.
Well, it's the Drew Barrymore show, so we know there won't be any actors involved.
Oh, you better sit down. You don't talk mess about Drew.
Somehow I knew that one was coming,
did you
too.
You feel that one was coming?
Yeah, I felt it.
She's a good actress?
No, I do. As long as you have that one role that is the Drew Barrymore role, she's great at it. Come on. She's the Liam Neeson
true,
of actresses. She plays one role.
She does it very well, though.
She plays that one role very well.
I mean, it's true of guys, right? Bruce Willis doesn't play a wide range, you know? Right? I mean,
Oh, well, neither does The Rock, and he's one of the biggest
actors
in Hollywood.
Yeah,
same character every
range.
Movie.
It's not range. It's just one character, right? Which is fine, you know? That was the joke that came to mind when you told me that she's not violating. No writers. What, ChatGPT and Drew Barrymore? Is that who's putting this thing on?
Yeah, that's all they need.
All right. Well, you know, there you go. 527, I know somebody texted in and mean. Sorry. It's not really fair. I know. Shame on me. 527 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is a big deal, I think.
Yeah, gossip?
Yeah, no, not gossip. No. I have a future fact. I have a thing that's coming down the pike. You ready?
Yes.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Is eliminating the self-serve drink stand.
Oh, I forgot about that.
They're moving to ask the cashier or ask somebody at the counter, like, ask for your refills.
I can see why.
And I guess it's not because of waste, but because of, like, sanitary reasons in part. You know, like, so, you know, COVID is kind of what produced this, they say, that they'll just give you a new cup every time, okay? But also because they're fulfilling more, like, app orders, you know, and things where they're doing the drinks anyway, so they're already doing drinks a lot behind. They might as well, I guess. My wife says that she's a McDonald's person.
My wife.
Hard. She says that when she went to the McDonald's on which one was it? Davis, I think, is the one. No. Anyway, she went to one of the McDonald's recently, and she said that they had this already in place there.
Okay.
And they told her you only get one refill. Now, the article I read said that there was going to be no change to the unlimited refills. But she said, from my experience, you know, so we'll see.
Whataburger on New Warrington.
Yeah,
They're not. I haven't heard them doing it, but there was one time that I was getting my tire fixed at Vinoy's right around the corner. So I go and get my meal or whatever, and I go and sit down. And you know how I dress. Because I work in radio.
Yeah,
anyway,
sharp,
I went up right? to very bright, usually a gown or a tuxedo if I'm feeling frisky.
Full
no,
length, or if you're
right.
feeling casual, you just go to the ankle. Right.
Okay, but yes, I do dress like, you know, I don't have a job, I guess, because I work in radio. But anyway, but I went to go get a drink, and they told me no because they thought I was a homeless person. I know. That's why I changed. That's why I bought different shorts and started wearing a bra. But I know it's funny
you
now.
You stepped up
but
to the most recent round of Goodwill.
Yeah, and they yelled at me. And then this other guy, you're not supposed to be in here. And I was like, I have a receipt. Like, I bought my lunch, and I'm just waiting for my tire. And, you know, I started, you know.
Don't
make
know
me
who
follow
I
your
am?
Car. Yeah, I didn't want to do that, you know.
But, I will go on the radio and talk smack about you.
Well, right, yeah. I was very embarrassed and angry. But I can't imagine that doesn't happen. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I know people would walk in there. When I worked at a mall, man, if you could find a cup and
that's
go
right.
get a refill,
yeah, right.
you're all set,
yes.
you know. So
in between rounds of free sample tasting.
Oh, man.
I'm sure that happens a lot,
too. Thank you, Hickory Farms. Shout out to you this holiday season. You kept me alive at 92.
529 on News Radio 92.3. The Stepping Out in Style fashion show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, October 26th. At the Resource Center with many names, Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones. Fashions provided by Bluteak, Dillard's, Market and Mainly Shoes, South Outfitters. So all kinds of stuff there. And sponsorships are available. Find out more at newsradio923.com if you'd like to be involved. And Bands on the Beach tonight. Rust and Gold, 7 o'clock, Gulfside Pavilion. That's put on by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, of course, and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. What do you have coming up, David?
The investigation continues into a deadly shooting over the weekend. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A convicted murderer who escaped from prison in Pennsylvania nearly 2 weeks ago is believed to have a gun now stolen from a home.
We're learning escaped prisoner Danilo Cavalcante broke into a home late last night in East Nantmill Township, Pennsylvania. Now, sources say the homeowner fired at him 7 times, but he still managed to get out with a stolen rifle.
Fox's Brooks Singman. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un's train has crossed into Russia for him to meet with Vladimir Putin.
He's expected to offer the Russian president access to North Korea's stock of artillery shells and rockets. The war in Ukraine is taking a daily toll on Russia's supplies. In exchange, Kim's thought likely to want economic aid and military technology.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. At least 2,000 people are reported dead with 10,000 missing in flooding in northeastern Libya. An armed forces spokesman says the collapse of 2 dams washed away entire neighborhoods. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 75 degrees in Pensacola. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help trying to solve a murder from last weekend. 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson was shot from close range while sitting outside of a home on Emerald Avenue. That happened on Saturday morning.
You know, for a shooting to take place at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Again, I said earlier, I'll say it again, it just seems as if someone would have saw something. They may not even realize that they saw something.
Sheriff Chip Simmons telling Channel 3 deputies were closing in on the suspect and very close to apprehending somebody, but they got away. Now, if you have any information, you are asked to call the sheriff's office or to call Crime Stoppers. Well, a lot of the East Coast will be affected by Category 3 Hurricane Lee this week.
What we're very confident in is that there's going to be a tremendous amount of high waves and dangerous marine conditions that will translate to dangerous conditions at the beaches along much of the U.S. East Coast, high surf, rip currents.
Dr. Michael Brennan there from the National Hurricane Center, and he says distant hurricanes generate rip currents, and that's a big safety risk. Lee is expected to continue moving to the northwest, essentially moving parallel to the east coast. Navarre Beach Fire and Rescue joined fire departments all over the country, participating in memorial stair climbs yesterday. This was in honor of the 343 New York firefighters that died in the World Trade Center on September 11th.
It helps us remember, you know, on 9/11, at least from our fire service perspective, that the 343 firefighters that did climb that tower and didn't make it home that day.
Firefighters climbed 11 floors 10 times to mark the 110 floors of the World Trade Center towers. They honored the memories of Lawrence Virgilio, John Tipping II, and Joseph Angelini Jr. Captain Sean Hughes tells Channel 3 that they'll raise around $3,000 to $4,000 for the National Firefighters Foundation. It is 534 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain overall. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:35, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, the moon and Venus, I'm guessing, are cool looking yesterday and today. If you happen to step outside and you got an unobstructed view at like 20 degrees up on the eastern horizon, it's pretty cool because the moon is a red crescent, or at least it was this morning when I was driving in. Yeah, little fingernail moon and like French tips, you know. And then, how did I do? Did I get that right? Yeah, I'm way outside my knowledge base now. And then, and the planet. And it's just really, I don't know, it's pretty. That's kind of cool. Anyway, that has nothing to do with Sheriff Bob Johnson. But there you go. I'm pretty sure he does not have French tips. Just guessing, but I'm 100% sure. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to him. Of course, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff of Santa Rosa County. I think we had a little bit of phone issue right at the beginning, but the interview cleans up pretty quickly after that. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you. Kind of a follow-up thing. I just wanted to make sure where we stand. The team that you guys sent down to hurricane enforcement and, you know, traffic control and whatever else they needed to do, the Idalia team, have they come home yet?
I talked to the Lafayette County Sheriff, Brian Lamb. He called me this weekend, and he said he needs to keep them until tomorrow. So hopefully tomorrow they'll be able to come back, and I know they're looking forward to getting home. You know, it's always great to help other people and get them back on their feet, but you know, you miss your family and you miss your friends, so it'll be great to have them back.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. By the way, I heard from Eric Gilmore, SCAMI Director of Public Safety, they say Lafette.
Well, I was born and raised in France, and I say Lafayette. So.
I know you were. That's right. We had kind of a sad note maybe Thursday or Friday, that one of the retired canines had passed away. Is that right?
Yeah, Itchy. And, she was a great dog. She worked primarily in the schools. Marsha Holbrook was her handler, and she was great with the kids. And she was also, you know, she'd go to the high schools and try to find marijuana and stuff. So she was kind of a dual-purpose dog, as in she was a drug dog, and she was a great public relations animal, too, because everybody just loved Iggy.
Well, that's sad. But again, you know, when we mourn loss, it's because it meant something to us, and that means that they were good when we had them, and so we'll take that side of things. I know it was probably an FHP case, but I know sometimes it's useful to have you talk a little bit about things that happen on the roads. That we had this fatality on Friday with State Route 89 and I-10. Anything that you can say about that or want to say about that from a public safety perspective?
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, all these accidents that you see, we're first on scene. We get the call first, and when we get there, then FHP comes and works the actual crash. So my guys and gals, unfortunately, have to see the carnage firsthand. And, you know, it's all because people won't slow down. You know, we're in a society now where you have to get to where you're going as fast as you can. And there's, you know, if anybody tries to slow you down, you tailgate and then you pass on the ride or what. And, you know, this is what causes it. People just not being patient. You know, we have 23 million people in the state, and that's not counting tourists. So, if you live in Florida, you just have to know the roads are going to be crowded and you have to leave a little early to get to your destination.
You know, I was trying to remember the number, but I remember there was a, when the legislature was talking about getting rid of the, you know, like making it more of a crime to pass on the right is how I remember this all came up. It was some ridiculously high percentage of the interstate crashes come from people at speed passing on the right. Has that been your experience too?
Well, that FHP question, but I will tell you this. When you do pass on the right, your chances of getting in a crash probably go up exponentially. I mean, you know, because number one, if you're in the right-hand lane on I-10, you're not expecting anybody to come up from your right side.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I saw motorcyclists do that on I-75 southbound when I was going to Orlando, and he passed on the right and took off. He's probably doing 100, and then about probably 20 minutes later, I get down, you know, a little farther, and there they are, the ambulance and everybody and his motorcycle up in the woods. And it's just because nobody expects that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's, I mean, it's just, it's just awful. I mean, you know, my wife, Creighton in Pensacola is a road that we use all the time. It's a 45 mile an hour road. Who can't, you can go your speed. You know, that's, it's a perfectly good 5-lane road. And she says now twice that she's seen people passing traffic going into the turn lane to use it as a passing lane around the too slow 45 mile. It's insane.
Yeah. People just can't, they can't wait anymore. We're at this societal level of, you know, instant gratification. Everything's right at your fingertips. You can get everything immediately, you know? And so that's just how people are nowadays, which is crazy, but that's, you roll the dice, you take your chances, because, you know, people are not expecting to see you over on the right hand side, and you know, you may get killed, but
amazing.
Hey,
I did want to ask you, I think his term as state attorney predates me coming here, so it's not a connection that I personally know, but Curtis Golden passed away, who was the state attorney, I think, before Bill Edens, is that right?
That's correct. Yes, he was, and I believe he was either 4 or 5 terms. So when I got here in 93, he was the state attorney, and he was a great man. I tell you what, he prosecuted a lot of cases. And his attorneys that worked for him prosecuted a ton of cases. There wasn't a lot of null prossing and dropping cases when he was in, that's for sure.
Wow, what a, I mean, long relationship, long time public servant. And, you know, I know Candy had, you know, reacted to this when the news came across last week. So thank you for giving me a little bit better perspective on that. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob John. Oh, I guess the pro forma question, I already know the answer because we talked before I came on, before you came on. But anything else that worth talking about incident wise? Pretty quiet week.
It's a very quiet week, and I know I'm jinxing myself. I do this every time. So Monday, today, will be terrible probably for us.
Press conference tomorrow.
Yeah, press conference tomorrow. Good look for it.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thanks for the time and for to keep us safe and informed, and even for helping us not self-inflict with these car crashes because we drive crazy. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good week.
Most definitely. 542 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, Candy, you want to play a game? Just because I think we've got...
Is it global thermal and nuclear war?
No. Well, nicely done, though.
No.
Nice war games
reference,
by the
way. Opponents like to slice and dice our country into red states and
nice
blue
game
states.
Of chess.
Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Filed it. Yeah, that's the question. Way to go, Reese. All right, so here we go. 437.
Was that Reese?
Yeah, that's Reese's choice.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yes.
All right, so there haven't been. I cannot believe they're filing bills already for next year, but they are. Okay. They're already filing bills. Not many. It's not like a flood yet. There's only probably been about 10 or 15 filed. But you know what I do? I read everything, or try to. All right, HB 27. The goal here, of course, is I tell you the bill, and then you tell me Democrat or Republican.
Okay.
Okay. So, and there's only 3, so just relax. It's going to be okay. We'll be over before you know it.
It's like a dentist appointment, and I like that you equate it to that. So, yeah. Let's gargle sand.
Or an
it'll
unpleasant
be,
date,
done
right?
Yeah.
It'll be over before you know it.
Yeah.
So, HB 27, citizen's arrest, which basically makes it so that a private person is not able to do a citizen's arrest. If you're not a law enforcement officer, you cannot arrest somebody unless you're, you know, like a law enforcement officer outside of your normal jurisdiction. But, you know, or somebody who has entered your car or your house. So a citizen's arrest cannot be done outside of your car or your house. If you see a crime in, you know, right now you can.
Sure. I would think a Democrat would file
That's exactly right. Chris Benjamin is the Democrat who filed this one. HB 31, landlords and tenants. Before I tell you anything else, you want to take a shot at this one?
Democrat.
Yeah, you're going to be right. Nobody files a bill about landlords and tenants unless they're a Democrat. But yeah, this is a rent control bill. What this does is this says that nobody who is a renter, the rent for the dwelling unit may not be increased more than once over a 12-month period. This would be for the whole state.
Good. So I didn't know you could do that anyway. I thought that was illegal.
Well, if you don't have a contract, like say you're month-to-month.
That's a great point. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
But if you know, if you've got a contract, you can't just raise it. But also, the landlord may not, over the course of any 12-month period, raise the rent for a dwelling unit more than 30%.
No. Oh.
Which, you know, imagine getting a rent raise for 35 or 40%. Like, that's pretty unbelievable. But yeah, it would also, let's see. Oh, the only exemption here would be if actual expenses related to the property go up more than 30%, like repairs, fees, insurance,
sure.
insurance.
What about insurance?
Yeah. No, that's good. Or property taxes, if you can get it right. So, because obviously there's a couple of different reasons that people raise rent. One reason is because they perceive the market being more favorable. Another is because of scarcity. Same thing.
Sure.
Another because of just plain, greed, I can, which is also going to still be the market. Or because expenses go up dramatically. Right. And so this is saying you could raise it 50%, let's say, if you can justify that raise by having to pay more in insurance. So anyway, that's a bill that's been filed. It's going to be an interesting conversation. It's a Democrat filed bill. I don't know if it's even going to get heard by the Republicans, but it is one that it's kind of hard to argue against.
Yeah.
You know, because who wants to be the person that says, no, people should be able to raise the rent 40% in a year or raise it multiple times in a year?
Yeah, we've all heard horror stories.
Kind of a hard position to be defending, right?
Yeah.
And this comes as a pretty staunch free market advocate myself. HB 35, last one. It's almost over.
Oh, thank God. I did not know it would be this hard.
You won't feel a thing.
No, I know. there it is.
The acceptance of cash payments by business requires that any business that gives you a good or a service in person must accept cash, cannot only accept credit cards, cannot force you, because cash is legal tender for the satisfaction of all debts, public and private.
Right.
So a business can't, and you can't charge a fee or put any other condition on the acceptance of cash. And there's a couple of exemptions for this, things like over the phone orders, or transactions over $5,000 or denominations above a 20 or like parking facilities and things where you need to use an app or something like that. But for just plain old products and services, this prohibits a Florida business from not accepting cash like anything else or disadvantage, Republican or Democrat.
I guess Republican.
It is. Joel Rudman, Republican for District 3 in Santa Rosa County, North Santa Rosa County.
Oh, all right, Joel. Yeah.
So there you go. That does make me mad.
Of all,
you did. You were 3-0, see?
Yeah, in your face.
Me?
Andrew?
Yeah, it's me.
David,
okay.
Brent and Mel and...
the other people who aren't responsible for anything.
That's right.
Anything related to this show. They're responsible for a lot of things, just not, right here. 547 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When I say words like Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Lexus, you think of good quality imports that you probably pay a little extra to get because you want the extra quality of the import or, you like exotic logos, whatever. When you get those vehicles serviced, you do not have to take them to the dealership. You don't, and if that dealership is in Mobile, that's a lot of time and distance, therefore time and money that you're saving by not having to go there. You can take those cars to Bobby Light Casado Service right here on Davis Highway. No problem. They work on them all the time. Same for the diesel engines. You might think that's a specialty item of sorts and they got to go to the dealership. You don't. They work on those all the time. Their philosophy at Bobby Light Casado, and of course, they work on anything else too, right? Like, it's not just imports and diesel engines. It's any car. But the point is that they don't want to see you for the big expensive thing. They want to help you prevent having to come in for the big expensive thing by seeing you routinely for the small, less expensive thing. So that you know, that's good for you. You don't have a breakdown. You don't have a big, oh my God, where am I going to come up with that kind of money? Well, you know, you avert that stuff by the preventative routine maintenance. Their website, carclinicservice.com, emphasizes that philosophy like it's a healthcare clinic for your car. And just take it to them. They'll take care of you. Bobby Likes Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Lily, 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 legs, Lily, really.
In overtime, Jets Bills from the 35 on the reception.
It's the Jets, and he's gonna go. Jets win it. Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
See, they don't need no Aaron Rodgers. They just need a good punt returner. That's pretty good. Xavier Gibson pulling the 65-yard punt return in overtime, tied at 16. Jets win. That's it. Done. Boom. Over. Pretty good. 5:52 on News Radio 92.3. Aaron Rodgers had to leave early in the game. I wasn't watching. I just saw the reports, but pretty early in the game, he's out. So that'll learn you.
Maybe for the season.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe. 5:52 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, Candy. I got a. Let's learn about Candy question for you. Ready? So this apparently there was this enormous spill in Portugal of red wine that bust out of the 600,000-gallon retaining vat that they had it stored in.
Yeah.
It's flowing down the streets through the storm drain and all of that kind of stuff. Question, if you had this happen and you just happened to have a glass handy, are you dipping into the street wine?
Well, here, let me say it like this. You know, we have a winery here called DeLuna.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and God forbid anything happened to that or
right,
any businesses. But yeah, if it exploded, I'd totally go down there with a glass. That wine is do-you-lish. So I'm not an alcoholic or anything, and I don't drink much now. But man, free DeLuna wine.
I feel like it depends on how far I feel I'm from the rupture. You know, like if the rupture's, I don't know, on North Hill and I'm down by the bay, probably not. But
I hear you.
If the rupture's on North Hill and
right,
I'm like
be North
within
Hill,
a block.
Right, by DeLuna.
You
sure.
know, which is, I think, where you
Although
have a lot of surplus wine glasses hanging around, right?
Yeah, right. They probably do. Gosh.
Just for such an occasion, like it's hanging in a tether by
just
the front door.
Case. Do they make it there? Do you know? I have no
DeLuna?
Idea. Yeah.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I would guess. I mean, you know,
I've never tried to make wine.
They're not just, bottling it that comes in from somewhere else, I wouldn't think.
But yes, I would.
So I would be, it again, depends on how close I am to the rupture. But if only because then you can tell that story.
Oh, I drank
wine. Yeah, I drank some street wine. Because I don't think either one of us is kind of like.
Because there's a whole bunch of people on Fairfield that say that now. Right now, at this very, 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 very moment.
It's the,
yes.
It's the most popular panhandling site from then on. 554 on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah.
All right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, yes. Street wine yay or street wine nay?
Whew. Let's say yay.
Oh, well done. All right.
We're all bad people.
I would be tempted to, like, you know, put some rocks down or build a dam and create a reservoir. I mean, you know, let's save some for future. I don't necessarily want to get the rushing, you know.
Anyway. You don't need it all right now.
Don't be greedy.
Former President Trump now asking a federal judge to remove herself from his 2020 election interference case. In a court filing this week, his lawyers claim the judge had made disqualifying statements when sentencing people for the January 6th Capitol riot. They said those statements would jeopardize his right to a fair trial in Washington, D.C. Authorities are still looking for that escaped murderer, Danilo Cavalcante, in Pennsylvania. Police searching northwest of Philadelphia, telling people there to shelter in place. He's been on the run for about 2 weeks now. He was serving a life sentence for his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend's murder. And American scientist Mark Dickey is now safe. He's been rescued from a cave in southern Turkey. He'd been trapped in the cave for several days. Apparently, they were over 3,000 feet underground. He started having some stomach bleeding issues. They had to rescue him out of that cave. But he's said to be medically stable right now.
Hmm. Yeah. And by the way, I'm a firm no on the go deep underground and spelunk the caves and get lost and all that stuff. No, thank you.
Have you ever done it?
I have. A little. I mean, I've done some cave stuff
in Missouri.
Like in Missouri. Right.
Yeah.
But no, I'm ever so mildly claustrophobic, just enough where I can easily say no.
So the guided Mark Twain cave tour is about as deep as you're going.
That's it. Yep. That's it. And when they get to the part where it's like, this is going to be a little bit narrow, I'm like,
No, thanks.
Yeah. Maybe street wine and caving was in my 20s.
I have to battle it every time we go to the City Museum, which is the best. Single best attraction anywhere in the globe for families. It's just this amazing giant warehouse that they converted into a. If you gave a bunch of artists and children the ability to spend any amount of money they wanted to make an old warehouse into a hands-on, like a McDonald's play place museum, that's what you'd get. Tunnels and caves and ladders and slides and all kinds of cool stuff. It's like a giant jungle gym. But there are parts where you're like, that's for the child size. You know, that one's not for me. All right, David, thanks so much for the. By the way, I will say this, going back to the wine thing, because I can't help myself to keep talking about this because it's entertaining.
That's wild.
You know, now, it wouldn't have happened in the Middle East when you were over there, but I do feel pretty confident that a group of army guys discover flowing red wine on the streets are probably finding a way to save that for later.
Yeah, I mean, I would think.
Although, I feel like that would be priority A at that moment.
Although most of the, you know, the army guys and infantry units and combat troops and all that I know aren't really wine people either.
No, that's fair. Yeah. They would
have mouthwash bottles probably filled with something a little bit harder.
Well, and also, I know people are kind of thinking this is super gross, but it's sanitary. There's alcohol. I mean, self-cleaning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think that's good science. All right, David, thanks so much.
You should have been a doctor.
Should have been a doctor.
Yeah, you should go to the doctor.
With that kind of knowledge base.
I'm saying,
exactly,
man.
Right.
You know that Will dude.
558 on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? All of a sudden, it went right out of my brain. I don't know. It'll come back to me if it matters. Oh, this is... I felt so good. You know how my son's like big into military stuff and switches into the tanks and the planes and the guns and...
And he corrects when you write segments.
He laughs
right?
at me for the stuff I don't know, and I usually laugh at other people for the stuff they don't know, which is all turnabout is fair play. In Ukraine, there are companies whose primary activity right now is to create fake howitzers and radar stations and tanks out of, like, sheet metal, in the hopes that Russia will squander their drones and their munitions on the fakes.
Oh, that's great.
So the goal, it kind of reminds me of the Operation Overlord stuff where they were deceiving the Germans in World War II about, you know, where the stuff was. But this is like they put things out that are designed to get destroyed because it costs them, you know, costs them $1,000 to make a fake howitzer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Russia comes in with a, you know, $50,000-$100,000 drone and munitions or whatever it is, more than that probably, and they destroy the howitzer, which depletes Russia's ammunition better, and the whole goal is to get them to be killed, not to
listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.